Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Dalet. And last year, when we started the Mishnah, we began we sorry when we finished the shiur with the Mishnah, we're talking about the Shtuke and Asufe. So we said, "Hey, what's a Shtuke?" But first, a point. Let's go over the Gemara again. That's a Beduke, meaning Kumbodeka Karav. You can just ask the mother, and that can be sorted out. That's going to be important for later. So Chayda Rebbe, the Rebbe Yehuda Bar Zab, this is B'shem Rebbe Tinok Kozman Shumushlach Bashuk. The time when it's still in the Shuk, as we said, it's Mushlach Bashuk. Then, if it's found this child, this asufe, then well, it could be an asufe. But the point is, what you can do is simply o aviv o imo min elav. It's enough that the mother or the father comes and says, "That's my child." However, nesaf min hashuk, we added last time, what's collected from the marketplace, tzrich shnei edim. You need two edim. But what doesn't mean real edim? It means aviv ve'imo kishnei edim. That well, it does need two edim, but here we're saying that the aviv ve'imo would satisfy. That's why we ended the shir. So it's important. The Chazan Yecheskel actually says, Chazan Yecheskel is a parish on the Tosefta, Yecheskel Abramsky. He explains that we have a chazaka ein isha shoteket al b'nei chaverta. The reason why the woman can combine with her husband here is because no woman's going to sort of consent to take on a child that doesn't like to somebody like the maybe the husband's other child or something like that. Or I'm sorry, if it's not a child, okay. Or somebody else's child. That's the point, I should say. So that's why that's why that gives it extra credibility. And that's where we end it. So Rabbanan de Kisrin says Vishem Rav Chista, Hadat Amar Bitinok She'enu Margia. Now Margia, we understand Margia as Ragua, but here the Mefarshim generally explain Margia means that it would move. She'enu Margia means She'enu Cholazuz Bimkomo. That's where the Qur'an explains it. Okay, and therefore, because tinoksha, tzarich shnei edim. But once, if it can move about, this little child, even if you find in the shuk, it's as if it's been taken away from the shuk, and you need the shnei edim and avivim or kishnei edim. It'll be as equivalent if it's been removed from the shuk. And that follows the continuation of the Gemara as well. Initially, the Korban Eid thought to say, actually, margia, he says, Nira, maybe you should change the girsa. Meaning should hadat amar betinok shuhu margia, aval tinok she'enu margia tzrich shnei edim. Meaning margia perushor shaket munucha, that's calm. In other words, it says ve'kevan she'enu margia, afilu kishu mushlach. If it's child that's not settling, then even if it's mushlach b'shuk, you still need shnei edim. It's a different pshat. But however, the first perush kind of which we said margia means that it move about. As soon as it moves about, it's not considered. Sorry, it's considered it's already been taken from the shuk and you need shnei edim. That follows with the continuation because it says, agalim chazaka. Like calves and the young chamorim that sort of move about, jump about, in other words, they can jump from place to place. There is no chazaka. Meaning, if someone says, oh, that animal, that's mine, I purchased it, and edim, raya. There's no proof of purchase, nothing. In other words, then it's not like other property that you can simply say, oh, it's in your property, therefore it's yours. It's not like Shamatam Shinichonaloch. When it comes to these like young animals that can jump about, you can't rely on simply chazaka that's in your possession because they're going to jump into the property. It's not like normal metalkalin that couldn't have made its way there on its own. So that seems to support this idea that once it moves around, it's almost considered as if it's removed from the shuk. Now we mentioned a few other things. Now it says as follows: Rav Baz says b'shem Rav Chista. There are three individuals say ne'amanim al atar that even though you might not appear like formal proper eidut, if you like, they're believed immediately. Chaya, a midwife, shayara umat. So we'll explain what these are. So Chaya, a midwife, because it's if it tikach hamialedet tikshor al yado shani lo mar zeyat arishon. Now that famously is from Chumash to so who is the bechor Yaakov or Esav, and here the mialedet was trusted. In other words, if immediately on the spot the mialedet, in other words, a child comes out and she says, "Oh, this is the firstborn," we trust the mialedet, meaning miyad only if it's immediate. If she comes back a week later and they said, "Oh, which one was the firstborn?" She goes, "I was that one," that's a different story. But the point is, you don't need formal testimony here. It's already to believe the mialed miyad to say this is a bechor and all the kalachi consequences that it comes with it. Similarly, v'shayara nashara normally is a caravan here, but here it seems to be the case we've just or understood as the case we just explained. Kahid amar of Abab achvi the or achoy the Reb Yehuda bar Zabdei b'shem Rav tinok calls manchu mushlach lashuk. This child, this man child that seems to be in the market, this. As long as it's still there, or aviv vayomer more, because that's considered like miyad, if you like. That's enough to be that, oh, it's there, and the parent can come along and say, that's my child. Minan love. Nesaf min hashukah, as long as it's been collected, you need the, if you like, the agreement of both parents, as we said. Tzurich shnei yedim, aviv vayomer kishnei yedim, and aviv vayomer kishnei ayim damu. Okay? And we explained in the beginning of the shiur why it was necessary to, like, why is it satisfactory? Why is it not a formal testimony? It's just enough of the father and mother together. Now, the final one is chevrotei. This is where you can metaher her friends. What's the case? Let's say there are three men. Now, Mitzvah Shem, we'll see these cases in Masechta Nida, but there are three women that are sleeping in a bed, and they're in close proximity. It's not a large bed, and therefore, nimtzat dam tachat echad mehen. If dam is found underneath one of them, we don't know who it came from because they're sleeping in very close proximity to one another, and therefore, you have to be choshesh kulam tmeot. You have to be cautious that maybe that all three of them could be the one that's a nida. However, badka achad mehem benimtzat tmeah. If one of them checked themselves to an with an aid and found that she's tmeah, then he tmeah v'shteim tmeot. She can metaher her other friends, if you like, by confirming she's the one. However, one second, Amar Abba says bilvad me'et le'et. It has to be me'etlet, usually means in 24 hours, but that here they're saying bilvad, she has to check. Well, this is the explanation. Miyad has to, she has to be checking now. And actually checks a couple of days later and says, I'm a nida. Who says that she could have become a nida just then? And that doesn't help her for chaveretah. So it has to be, again, miyad, whatever miyad means. Here it seems to suggest etliyet, but when we learn mesech nida, we might see a different understanding of what's happening here. Okay, let's learn halacha gimel. Misha says, okay, the Tanakhama says anyone's asul lavo b'kahal is mutar ze baze. So just to explain, what this means is even Amoni is allowed to marry a mamzer, is allowed to marry a mitzri. So anyone's asul lavo l'kahal can marry, if you like, can marry one another. Parav Behuda says oser. Now, what does it mean oser? So the commentator is slightly different, but this sugya we actually saw back in Masechta Yevamot, and there. Rav Chaim, which a lot of perishim we're going to bring now, explains it as follows. He understands that kal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we've explained this, that kal gerim is considered a kahal. Okay? And if that's the case, then they are asurim from one another. I mean, I'll just show you here, kal gerim kahal. I'll just show you the perish of Rav Chaim. The reason why I say it's different to Korbanot, I'll show you in a minute, a second. Also, this real kal gerim, afilu psulim nami ikru kahal. So therefore, if a Mitzri, Ger Mitzri, she is asul lavo ador shlishi, as we said, but nonetheless, it's still considered a kahal, such that Ger Mitzri is not allowed to marry a mamzer. Okay, that's the way he explains it. We'll come out quite more clear as we go along. It's actually interesting. I'm not sure, I don't think the Korbanot agrees with that position because it says Ger Amoni b'Malvim Asur Lavo Kahal Inok Mutav Mamzer. But I think Korbanot, I think according to Reb Chaim, he understands that even Psulim, the Gerim is still considered as a definition of Kahal. Kahal Gerim is Ikre Kahal, and therefore Asur b'Mamzer. That's the understanding. We'll open up Rabbi Yehuda Shitter a bit more, and I'll read you another section of Reb Chaim in Yevamot when we get to the Gemara. Reb Elazar says Vada'am b'Vada'am Mutar. If we know they're Vada'i, then they're mutar, meaning mamzerim in a tin, etc., etc. However, vadan besfeken, besfeken vadan, besfeken, besfeken asur. If you don't with a suffix, psul, who are they? Is it the shtuki? This is asufi. We'll see, that's what the Gemara says. Elu and sveko shtuki v'asufi v'kuti. In those situations, they're asurim. Now, why is a kuti considered suffix? Korban here says kuti sveikei ulefisha einum bekim b'torat gitim v'kedushin. Since they're not back with gitim v'kedushin, you can have a suffix mamzeres amongst with a kuti. Fine. Let's have a look at the Gemara now. So kol hashem lavo bakal. Now the question was says kol hashem lavo bakal mutirim zeh bazer kol chamim. What does that call? What's that klal come to include? So amar klala petzuadaka Israel mutar lisa mamzeret. So you don't only have psulim lavo b'kahal as a result of, say, lineage issues. You also have issues that can have physical issues. Some of them makes them psulim lavo b'kahal, like tzuadaka or chot shofcha. I think we've discussed these issues before that relate to the private parts of a man. That if certain injuries or something happens in that situation, there would be asurim lavo b'kahal. So you understand, since the asurim lavo b'kahal, they no longer have the kedusha, if you like, of an Israel, such that they're mutar to marry a mamzer. That's his understanding. Okay? However, Rabbi Yossi says no. The klal is talking about bal psul mishpacha. We're talking about family related, if you like, lineage related psulim. Ha psul guf lo. If some physical problem with him, it's b'kedushato kai. He's still considered in his kedusha. He doesn't lose his status of kedusha. It's just a physical issue now that prevents him marrying Tam Yisrael. So he can't marry a mamzer. That's a machloket. So the proof, the Gemara says, chayla de Rabbi Yossi min hana. I can bring a proof of Rabbi Yossi from the following. Da'amar Reb Chilkiya, Reb Simon says, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, lo shanu, what's a lo shanu? That's referring to, if you have a look at the Korban Edis, it's a psua daka choshaf mutrim begiuret. We talk about psua daka choshaf is mutra to a gor and mushukhreret. Okay? So the Gemara says, lo shanu, when's a psua allowed to marry giuret? That's only to a psua daka de Israel. About psua daka de Kohen, lo. I add the word lo here. But when a psua daka of a kohen, he can't marry a gioret. So what's that a proof? Kemadat amar kohen baru rasulisa. In other words, just as we've just said quite clearly, that when it comes to a kohen, despite the fact he's a psua daka, he's still b'kdusha tokai. He's still in his level of sanctity that he can't, if you like, marry therefore a gioret. Okay, despite the fact he's a psua daka. So to Hacha Israel Barur, if in Israel, despite the fact he might be a Psua Daka, he's still Bekdushat Israel, if you like, Kai, and Asuli Sabe Mamzeret, he shouldn't be able to marry Mamzer. So that fits in very, if you like, nicely with the position of Rabbi Yossi, that despite the fact that I'm a physical problem, it doesn't affect his, if you like, status of Asar Yuchsin, if you like. Yes, he might not be, there might be limitations we can marry. In Israel, he can't marry. He can marry a Giyor, a Meshuchret, or things like that. But it doesn't make him now mutar to marry a Mamzer. Fine. Now, the Gemara says, now I've got it inserted here, but that's the way it was in Yavamot as well. Al datu Rabbi Yehuda, Mamzer lo yisem Mamzeret. The question is now, from Rabbi Yehuda, is a Mamzer allowed to marry a Mamzeret? Now, why yes, why no? So here I want to read the Rabbi Chaim, because again, the different explanation of this, and I'm going to explain Rabbi Chaim. Says, in other words, if we said that a mamzer is, because Adat Rabbi Yehuda, the asuba nitim the psulei kahal okay, psulei kahal not marry one another. Mamzer lo yisa mamzer is not allowed to marry a mamzer. Why? Ha'im gam mamzer lo yisa mamzer. I'm reading the Reb Chaim from Yevamot. K'demash pshat the manitim, because the pashu pshat manitim is asum lavo zeh bazeh. So does it sound like asum lavo zeh bazeh means in a mamzer not a mamzer? Because there's kol apsulim asum zeh bazeh. So that wording seems to include even within, if you like, every single unit. That's what it sounds like. Or dilma lo, or maybe not. Dilma or dilma lo. Doma ela min b'chaveiro. Or maybe it's only about group against group. So mamzer is not allowed to marry a mitzri, a mitzri is not a mamzer, but a mamzer not a mamzer. Why? And also Mitzri Amoni, etc. We'll get to those as well. Dekimanus with Kal Gerim Nama Ikrahu Kal, because he holds importantly, Rabbi Huda says. Kal Gerim is considered a Kal. So therefore, a Ger, even if it's Psul Ger, isn't allowed to marry mums. That's what we said. Kedeshkechan Rabbi Huda Betosefta Peperek Hei Dekidushin. Okay? Sphirale, I'll skip a bit. Sphirale, da Filu Gerim Psulim Nami. So even Gerim Psulim, which is, as we've just asserted, therefore, even a ger that's pasul, this is really important to Rabbi Yehuda, is not allowed to marry another ger pasul from a different sug, from a different type of pasul. Because every single ger pasul, if you like, has some sort of benefit over the other, to put it lightly. Al mitzri kalikri gabe. Mitzri has got a benefit on Amoni because Amoni asu leolam. Amoni is asu forever. Mitzri ador shlishi. So therefore, Mitzri ger, since it's considered kahal, is not allowed a psul of an Amoni. However, v'chen hepuch. Amoni adaf adif mi Mitzri. Amoni is maybe better than a Mitzri. So Amoni is not allowed a Mitzri because shebitok shero, because Amoni's daughter is mutalav bakal, and a Mitzri's got to wait three generations when it's a boy or girl. So that's basically the question. The question is it all psul masul bazazeh, or it's only once that when Rabbi Huda says that each, even Kal Gerim is a kahal, that makes every unit like its own group, and it's asul just like in Israel for the other psulim. That's kind of the question that's posed here. The Korban Eidah has a different flow, but again, we're playing by Reb Chaim whenever we can. So the Gemara says, Nishminahada, Da'amar of Ami, Imi, sorry, Tani Reb Yaakov, Guvlaya, Kamei de Reb Yochanan, that's a Reb Yitzhak Bar Tavla says, B'Shem Reb Shimon Lakish, Div Reb Yehuda, Mamzer lo Yisa Mamzeret. A Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Mamzeret. Now, it's not that it's not allowed. It's important understanding it's Midirabbanan. Why? Because how do I know it's Rabban? Because it continues. Gemara continues. Kadesh yichlu mamzerim min olam. Because we don't want mamzerim. We want to sort of not have mamzerim part of Am Yisrael. Now, what does that mean? Do you mean you just don't let them get married and that's it? No, because as you remembered, we saw before that there's a shita that says they can marry a shifcha, and if they marry a shifcha and have a child in Meshuchra, then the child is not a mamzer. That was a machlok that we passed, and that it's okay. So in other words, since there's an avenue that we can somehow arrange marriages or relationships such that we don't have any mamzerim in Am Yisrael, then it's best to try and engineer it that way than allow mamzerim to marry one of them. That's midrabanan. Okay, so it sounds like midrabanan asrim sevaseh. And the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, what about an amoni lo isa amonit? Here's another interesting question. We know that amonits can amoni ger amoni marry ger amonit. Amonits mutar lavo beYisrael and amonits asur leolam. So Amar Rav Yossi Barbun. Al de Rabbanan, if you held, in other words, if the question was like Rabbanan, position was like Rabbanan, again, I explained this to Rab Chaim, not like the Korban Eidah. If the situation was like Rabbanan, that Kal Gerim is lo yikro Kal, then you could have the question. Then you have a tzricha. Why? Because according to Chamim, a ger is allowed to marry a, for example, a mamzer. So if you don't want a marbe, if you like, like mamzerim, so maybe if you like this ammonit is allowed to marry this ammoni because she's allowed to mutar psulim if you like, and but do we not want to marbe if you ammonis and am Israel? So maybe also we apply the same thing as we said to buy a mamzer. So let's try to engineer some sort of relationship such that the descendants aren't ammoni. However, in Savar Rabbi Yehuda, which we're applying Rabbi Yehuda, gerim psulim bekala sheminu. But you've got a problem because if you according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, Gerim is considered a kahal, and Gerim are also a psulim. So this, what's going to happen? Lisa Ammonit and Yachol, he can't marry an Ammonit. Why? Shehi kala shemetz lo. Because if you remember, since if you like that Ger Ammonit is mutar lavo ba'am Yisrael immediately, she's considered like an Israel. She's part of Kala Shem. It should be asu to marry a psul, which is Amoni. Lisa Mitzri, can he marry a Mitzrit? Well, we've just explained. That's why I read that Reb Chaim before inside that each kahal, if you like, of gerim psulim asurim mechad b'sheni. Lisa Mitzri in yachol she kala kila Shem etzla. So therefore, Amar Amat Naya, what do we do? Mesiin lo shifcha. I changed the girsa here a bit. In other words, mesiin lo shifcha, and then you effectively free her. Free them once they've had a child. So in that situation, that's a way, if you like, of this Amoni being able to, if you like, in this situation, he's got no one he's able to marry other than, sorry, a Shifra, and then the children wouldn't be Amoni. Okay. So the question is, what about a Mitzri not marrying a Mitzri? Okay. Now, do we say the question here is we've just said that when it came to sorry, Mamzerim and even an Amoni. We will try to, since they're, if like, it, the psul will continue for potentially forever along the generation lines, like let's call it theoretically, we try and say, okay, let's find them a different type of relationship they can engage in such that that doesn't eventuate. For example, he should marry a shivcha. However, do we say the same thing by mitzri and mitzrit? Why? Because a mitzri as well, do we try and, if you like, rid or try and engineer in a way that the issue of the psul of Mitzri and Mitzrit is gone as soon as possible? Or no, third generation anyway, what's going to happen? There'll be more Tolev Abam Yisrael, so why are you being impatient? Just wait till three generations will be fine. So let's have a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mishnah Min Hada. Tani Rebbe Aval says, Kamei Rebbe Yochanan. Am Rebbe Yehuda. Binyamin Ger Mitzri. Binyamin was a Ger Mitzri. Hani was Tamid or Rebbe Kiva. Amar Ani Ger Mitzri Nasui Giyor Mitzri. I'm a Ger Mitzri. I'm found, Baruch Hashem, got my Shidduch, another Giyorat Mitzrit. Okay. Beni, my son, is a Ben Ger Mitzri. So he's generation number two, if you like. V'ani Misiola, what I'll do, I will simply find him a Mitzri girl, making sure they get converted. V'nimtza ben bani kasher, and then my grandson will be level bakal Israel. Okay? Because that'll be a third generation. Now, what's interesting here is he's under the assumption my son's a second generation Mitzri. I'll find even a first generation Ger Mitzri, and the child will be fine. Because who do we go by? We go by according to the father. Why does he say go according to the father? Because this is a situation where is that there's Kiddushin is Tofes and there's no Aveira. And if you remember the principles we said on the Mishnah before, every time there's Kiddushin lo Aveira, you go by the father. So since the father's second generation, there's now a third generation and everything should be fine. Have the Amalur Rabbi Kiba Lobini, no. Make sure you find a second generation Mitzri girl to marry her to, so that you can have the child will be three generations from both sides, third generation from both sides. That was Rabbi Kiba was correcting him with. Mikan. So the question is firstly, why? Because he says in this situation, it's different because you go by the pagum. That in this situation, hochim achara av rakish ein pagum. That's the point. But most importantly, for our concerns, is Rabbi Akiva didn't say, "Oh, let's try and find a shortcut method to." No, you see quite clearly that there was no problem of a Mitzri marrying a Mitzri, etc. There was, in other words, there's no issue here. That we don't try and speed things up. If you like, we can just wait 3 generations, and the Mitzri can marry Mitzri, and eventually they'll be able to be part of Am Yisrael. Okay, marry into part of Am Yisrael. They are obviously Jews, but marry into part of Israel. Okay, the rest of Am Yisrael. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shem Rav halacha k'Rebbe Elazar. If you remember, Rebbe Elazar in the Shita says, Vadam va'am mutar, vadam b'sveikan, sveikan b'vadam, sveikan b'sveikan is asu. Meaning this shtukin asufi is not a marry a mamzer, because again, we don't know. However, the Gemara says, Divrei rechachamim, how do we understand rechachamim that it's mutar? So Rebbe Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rav Shmuel bar Rebbe Yitzhak, lo yavam mamzer bekal Hashem. Meaning bekal barur enu ba, bahu bekal safek. So again, the issue of a mamzer marrying into kal Hashem is a barur kal Hashem. So when we know for sure is considered kal Hashem, in Israel vaday. These cases are safek. So even though if Eliyahu could come along and tell us which is which, like what his status is at the moment, is a safek, and therefore there's no isur of this mamzer marrying this safek. That's according to Shlita Chachamim. Now, Taman Taninan, Safek ben Tisha LaRishon, Safek ben Shiva LaAcharon. So, if you remember, we saw these cases before, where it was a case of Yibum. That's important. It was a case of Yibum. So, let's redo the Korbanet. It says Hakonesek Yibim Tov Nimtza Meuberet. So, a man's brother passed away without having children, and he thought to do the right thing and do Yibum. The problem is, he did it immediately. And now the wife is now this 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 his now wife, I say, the Avamo, his now wife is pregnant. And now he has a child and we're not sure now, because the child didn't go necessarily full term, whether it's a premature baby from the second husband or from the first. But the problem is, if it's from from the brother that was still alive, that means it didn't require Yibum Mechalitza. And the relationship between this man now and the Yavama is an Issu Arayot, because she's not a Yavama. Just those are the details. So Gemara says, Yotzi Vadlad Kasher. They should get divorced for sure, because we don't know if they're allowed to be married or not. But the Vlad that's born is Kasher Mimanafshach. Absolutely fine. Why? Because, firstly, if it's from the first father, then it's first father. If it's from this, if it wasn't from the first father, then it was a result of Yibum. So there's no Isur, there's no. The child status is Kasher for sure. It's not a mamzer without question. However, this man who did Yibum has to bring an Asham Taloi, because from his perspective, he's not sure if he was over on the Isur Ariot or not. Isur Karet, so therefore has to bring an Asham Taloi. The Gemara then adds, Tani Harishon Kasher Liot Kohen, the first child, let's say the brothers of Kohanim, he can either be a Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash. There's no question, because this is Miman Nafshach, either the child was the child of the first person who passed away, for sure. And if he's not, then there's a question that was a good Yibum and he's a child of the second. So he's a Kohen without any psul whatsoever. Vasheni, however, if they stayed together and had another child, then you've got a Safek Mamzer. You've got a Safek Mamzer, because we don't know. It's a Safek whether Yibum was meant to be done, sorry, whether it was a proper Yibum or not, whether Yibum was required or not. Because we don't know if the first child was really a child from the first man who passed away, and therefore Yibum wasn't required. This is Arayot now to be together. However, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ben Yaakov Omer, again according to the Shita, Ein Mamzer B'Safek. There's no Suffolk Mamzer. What do you mean there's no Suffolk Mamzer? It's a Suffolk Mamzer. No, the point is Suffolk Mamzer because he holds his Mutar level Bakahal, which is again based on what we saw above. Lo Yom Zabak Al Hashem. However, Mod Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov b'Suffolk Kutim, according to the Reb Chaim there, they find they're actually Mamzerim, or b'Suffolk Chalalim, that they'd be Asur to a Kohen. For example, Suffolk Chalalim to a Kohen. Why? Because we only have that special pasuk to say lo yavam mamzer bekal Hashem bevadai, there's no isur of safek only by mamzerim but not by these two. Okay, get into Nachman. Now it says as we see here, asar yuchsin alum mibavel. That brings us to our Mishnah once again. Adat Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is shmoneh. There's not 10 groups. There's only 8. Why? Because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there's no issue of a safek mamzer being to kal Hashem. We've just said this. So therefore, we've got to strike two of these from the list. The Ashtuki and Asufi, those are two Sveikot. So if you take two away from 10, you get 8. Al Dat the Rabban and Gamaliel of Rabbi Eliezer, there's actually only 9. You can only take away one of them. Which of the two do you take away? You take away the Asufi. Because if you remember, Asufi, according to some Shittot, is you refer to him as a Baduki. You can simply go to the mother and rely on her word if she says that this person, the man I had a relationship, was a Kasher. So therefore, Asufi is not really one of the 10. And therefore, it can therefore move back to 9. How about that? The Rabbanan, who are cholak on both those points, that's how you get Asarat Yuchsin Alum Mibavel. Okay, let's begin the Mishnah. Hanaseh Isha Kohenet. If someone, again, there's different ways to explain this, but if a Kohen wants to marry a woman, let's put it that way. And it says, Tzarich Livdok Achareya Arba Imaot. If you've got to check back 4 generations. One second, does want to check 1 second? Okay, with the Gemara, we'll see in a minute. 4 generations in terms of psulim. Arba imaot, which is 4 mothers, if you like, which is really 8. How so? Ima, he's a mother. They have to check there if they need psul there. The em ima is her mother's mother. Okay. The em, let's just, there's a line that's missing here that I've got inserted here. The em avi ima. So em avi ima. So her. Em avi ima, so avi ima is her mother's father's now her mother. The ima and her mother. The em aviha is her father's mother. The ima and the mother above that. The em avi aviha, so her father's father's mother. The ima, that's who you've got to check. Okay. So again, the way that it's just to be quite clear here that the Moshe says we're talking about a Kohen that wants to marry a Kohenet. So if it's from a Kohenet, we need to find out all the we have to go back to check in the lineage if there's any psulim. The Leviyav Yisraelit Mosivim Odechad, meaning if a Kohen wants to marry an Israelite or Leviyah, that's what the Bein Moshe explains it here. We'll see how it works when we get to the Gemara. Then you have to add another generation above all of that. So another mother rung, if you like, above all those women. So it's not just one person, but another generation above it. Again, because they were considered less concerned, if you like, with historic psulim than say kohanim were, for obvious reasons, because there are more people the kohens are not allowed to marry. Okay, there's what to do when you get to the Gemara. That's sort of that's just like if you like introduction to Mishnah. In Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to it tomorrow. All right, Kol Tov, have a good day.